Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Little bit of something for everybody tonight. We started off level one with the legendary and great Scoop Jackson kicking it with us. Great stuff with Scoop. Level two, George Kurtz, some great hockey talk. Man, that hour just flew by. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Level three, the countdown is on. NFL football, baby. Rick Saratella is going to step up and in a couple of minutes. We're going to run the gauntlet. We're going to hit a lot of stuff tonight. International Football League. Yes, we'll get to the Euro picks for the morning. Before we're done, we'll get into that, into the three-minute warning. We pick up the pieces right now following a blowout tonight. Blowout. Braden Point scores again his eighth straight playoff game. Eight straight playoff games with a goal for Braden Point of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's in rarefied air right now, joining the likes of Mario Lemieux, Wayne Gretzky, Yari Curry, somebody all-time, Mike Bossy, Kevin Stevens, somebody all-time great scorers of all time after an 8-0 blowout win. So he scored eight in a row. It's an 8-0 victory. We're back to Long Island on Wednesday night. The Lightning are now big favorites to win this series. Jacob DeGrom just continues to kill it for the New York Mets. Jacob DeGrom holds these records through the first 12 starts of any Major League Baseball season. So of any in the history of baseball, this guy, like, literally historic. Historic. His ERA, 0.50. That's next to impossible. His whip, 0.51. Opponent's batting average, 113. They're hitting .113. K's per nine innings pitched, 14.6. Like we said, me and Jason B. Tackerfitt talk about this every Sunday. He's your MVP. He's your MVP. Just bet him to win the MVP. It's as simple as that. He's the MVP. And think about that in modern baseball, to put up those type of numbers. To put up those type of numbers in modern baseball. The thing, you know, the only concern is, does he get hurt all the time when you're going to bet something like this, right? He's the clear Cy Young, but, you know, it's crazy because we told you about him being the MVP when he was 15-1, 17-1. Now he's like plus 200. Like, it's like plus, you know, it's coming up plus 150, 200. They're taking it down. They're putting it back up. You know, what Jacob DeGrom, what can you say about this guy's numbers? Just stupid, sick numbers he's putting up.
All right, so, you know, interesting night in baseball this evening. And we jumped back on the diamond and started to pull the trigger. We bet a lot of baseball tonight. Some good, some bad. Yeah, that's what's going to happen when you're going to, you know, take an underdog. And we ended up losing with the Cincinnati Reds in extra innings because, of course, this stupid extra inning rule. But we did hit with the Cleveland Indians as underdogs. The Arizona Diamondbacks. Wow. The Arizona Diamondbacks. And credit to the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart for jumping up and in on the D-backs this evening. They snapped their 17-game losing streak, being the losers that they are. Speaking of losers, Los Angeles Dodgers lose tonight 6-2. Yu Darvish, man. Yu Darvish has the Dodgers number. He has. So far, he has in the past. This year, he's pitched great against them, and he wins again. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. It's level 3. We're kicking it. We're cruising. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. We like to touch all the bases on the program. We talked NBA basketball at level 1 with Scoop Jackson. We talked NHL hockey with Sports Grid's George Kurtz in level 2. Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible and Sports Illustrated will step up and in and kick it with us. In a couple of moments, we'll talk NFL footballs. We're now just 44 days away from the start of the National Football League preseason. That's right. We're also less than 24 hours away from the NBA lottery. So, the NBA draft is around the corner. I look forward. I look forward to the NBA draft props being posted. As far as the NBA draft is concerned, it's pretty much been conceded, and it's pretty much understood that Cade Cunningham will be the top pick. He's going to be the top pick in the draft. Cade Cunningham, Oklahoma State. It's pretty much known that Jalen Suggs out of Gonzaga will be the second pick. So if things fall into place, Cade Cunningham to Orlando, Jalen Suggs to Houston. And then things get sort of interesting, man. Jalen Green. All right, Jalen Green is, people think that Jalen Green is like the next Bradley Beal. Kid played in the G League, 6'5", 172 pounds. Shot 36.5% from three-point range in the G League, all right? And he's a kid playing in the G League, so he skipped college and he went right to the G League. So that's the debate. You got Jonathan Kuminga as well, another G League player. To me, it's interesting. How far does Evan Mobley fall? There's some good players in this draft, man. If you look at the top players of the draft, Jalen Green's a good player. Kuminga's a good player. Jalen Suggs a good player. Cade Cunningham is a good player. And it gets deeper than that, man. Listen, you look at Scotty Barnes out of Florida State, and it's hard not to like what FSU Seminoles are bringing to the table, man. Leonard Hamilton's doing a hell of a job recruiting NBA talent. These guys are just built for the NBA. Another 6'9", 227-pounder. Scotty Barnes, very good basketball player. Davion Mitchell, anybody that watched Baylor play knows how good Davion Mitchell is. This kid's tough, scrappy. Davion Mitchell, point guard out of Baylor. He's good. James Bouknight's a player I like, actually.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Me too. I think Bouknight can light it up, actually, in the association. Franz Wagner is a good player. Rick Saratella is a good player. This is Sports Rage. Rick Saratella next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got a countdown going on, man, and I don't know if you guys are paying attention, but I remember me and Rick Serratella were like, man, we're only 93 days away. Man, we're only, 77 days away. Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially 44 days away from NFL kickoff, the Hall of Fame game. The preseason starts in 44 days' time. Let's get biblical. Rick Serratella, NFL Draft Bible, steps up and in. Rick, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Gabriel Morenci, always making me tingle here on a late night sports rage.
Oh, I'm getting fired up, man. Hey, it's NBA playoffs, it's NHL playoffs, but it's getting real. It's getting real. You know, when I say 44 days, that's real. You know, that's real. So, a lot of stuff I want to get to. There's a lot of teams that I want to get to, players that I want to get to, odds that I want to get to. But let's start off with my Buffalo Bills. There's talk about a new stadium coming to Orchard Park, but that's not what I'm concerned about right now. The number one concern for the Buffalo Bills right now has to be Cole Beasley and his constant daily tirades about the COVID-19 protocols, in which now he's threatening retirement. And I actually tweeted him a couple of days ago, Rick, and I said, bro, I don't care what you do. I said, get vaxxed, don't get vaxxed. But I said, you're becoming an effing distraction. And now I got a problem with this. And that's my deal with this, Rick. He's becoming a distraction to the Buffalo Bills. To me, that's just the bottom line. What's your take on Cole Beasley?
I think it's a lightning rod topic, this COVID shot and the vaccine. And it's really divided, I think, not only teams. I think it's divided fan bases. I think it's divided the country of the USA. I mean, and I see the comments, and to be honest with you, there are people publicly fed up with Cole Beasley, but I think the other half of the people that actually agree with him remain silent because they don't want to take on the criticism that comes along with it. But more than half the league in the NFL has a less than 50% vaccination rate. So to think that Cole Beasley is the only one who feels this way would be short-sighted of us. Now, what's going to happen is there's going to be a stare down that ensues. But I actually had a conversation with an NFL executive today, as a matter of fact, as I was driving, and we were talking about it somehow. And what he said was, what Cole Beasley fails to realize or may not care is that I can go find the next Cole Beasley anywhere, and the game moves on. So either you adapt and change, or you move on. And you've seen it in the front offices where all the coaches have gotten vaccinated. I would say 95% of the front office coaches, they've all been vaccinated. You know why? They don't want to lose a job. Cole Beasley, hey, you don't want to play. Guess what? Emmanuel Sanders, no big deal.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's my feeling. And I actually want us to far as saying instantly the other day, you know me, Rick, I'm hardcore. I actually said, you know what? I'll almost sleep on it, but I'm ready to cut him. But the thing is, then that's really going to open up a Pandora's box, because Brandon Bean made the mistake of already publicly saying that. He said, I'll cut anybody that doesn't get vaccinated, which you clearly can't do. You can't. And the NFL union might be worse than a 7-Eleven workers union, but even they will not accept. Like, nobody's going to accept forced vaccinations. I totally get that. But my view with Cole Beasley is, yo, Cole, nobody's sticking a needle in your arm, bro. Nobody is telling you. Nobody's saying you're losing your job if you don't get vaccinated. What we are saying is you must be isolated. You will still get tested. Is that unreasonable? I mean, isn't America all about choices, right? In which Cole Beasley is free to not get vaccinated. The National Football League is free to try to protect their business and not lose billions of dollars again.
And they are free to do that, aren't they? You know, you are free to say something you want, Rick, and I am free to react in the way I want to. Isn't that the way America works? Like, nobody's telling Cole Beasley, like, he's like, oh, I'll retire before I do that. Before you do what? Go by the protocols that everybody else does? Nobody's telling you you can't play. Oh, like, he's acting like, you know, there's some sort of, like, oppression and stuff. What, do you have to stay in a hotel room by yourself? Like, it's a little bit melodramatic, bro. And as you say, he's playing hero now. Oh, I'll retire. And I almost get the feeling, Rick, like, he's challenging the Bills, and I'm thinking, bro, yeah, you had some nice stats, but you're part of the system, and we have Emmanuel Sanders now, and we've got kids that are lighting up in camp, bro. Like, Cole, you know, life goes on without Cole Beasley, Rick.
This is true, and I think the question that the general fan asks themselves is, if you're making $8 million per year or whatever it is, well, why are the coaches or why are the scouts that are making $50,000 a year on board and buying in? And why can't you just do this to make your cool $8 million, or just shut the F up and go about
this, Rick? I think it's selfish to the rest of the team, personally. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I think, I mean, listen, one thing I will say, though, this is not just a Cole Beasley issue on that Buffalo Bills roster. There's a lot of players on that team.
Oh, including Josh Allen.
They're on that Cole Beasley.
That's the problem here with Brandon Bean. And this is where Bean made the mistake. Because Bean said that, and he knew he was walking a tightrope as far as saying, I'll cut. He goes, we'll seriously consider letting people go if they don't get vaccinated. And then he realized, I can't say that publicly. Right. And now Josh Allen says, I'm still researching it. Blah, blah, blah. In other words, you're not going to do it. So he's still researching it. Everybody knows we're not cutting Josh Allen. Right. So Cole Beasley says, well, hey, they're not going to cut Josh Allen. So I'm going to test them. And the thing is, like you said, Rick, there's a ton of guys that are upset, but they're not stupid enough to go on Twitter. And the thing with Beasley is, too, bro, it's not new, man. You know, this goes back to last year. He's always on Twitter with this and that and this and that. And my deal where it really angered me the other day, bro, was he's tagging the Buffalo Bills in every tweet. Like, if you want to have your own political stance, Rick, that's fine, right? If Cole Beasley's an anti-vaxxer and blah, 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 and he wants to listen to Alex Jones show every night, God bless him. That's your own business, bro. You want to tweet about it? That's your business. You start tagging the Buffalo Bills in your tweets. That's not cool, bro. Like, that's not cool. Like, that's a real problem. And like I said, that's the type of stuff that most people would get cut. But I think the Bills are sensitive to this because they don't want their union on their ass, and they don't want Skip Bayless and every other jackass flipping out about how the Bills are cutting people because they're not vaxxed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you open up a can of worms there because, you know, different issue.
Your freedom but... stuff, right? Just everything.
Well, he's making himself the face of the anti-vaccines.
But look, sorry, let me just throw it. Remember Chris Cluey on the Vikings, bro? Chris Cluey was a punter on the Vikings. And I don't even think he's gay. But he was very, like, forthright about gay rights. And the Vikings got mad. And it was a sensitive situation for them because they didn't want to seem like they were, you know, shutting him down. But it was reasonable. They said, bro, they told him, do whatever the hell you want to do. During the season, please do not tweet about non-related football things. It's a distraction. He took that as a challenge. They told me not to talk about this. It's like, think of your teammates, bro. You can go march and be the Grand Marshal in a parade, bro. No one cares, right? You look at Tim Tebow. They thought he was a distraction in the room. Like, it's not about, to me, it's not about religion, politics, vaccination, sex. It's, you know it. NFL coaches hate distractions, Rick.
No, you're exactly right. And when it becomes an everyday thing where a head coach is now being asked, you know, hey, what percentage is your vaccination rate at? Hey, how much longer do you have to go till you reach herd immunity? Hey, what are your thoughts on so-and-so's?
Hey, McDermott's all fast too. Like, he wants to answer questions about this, right?
Right. And so, you know, again, like, teams are only going to tolerate so much. But what I was going to say is Cole Beasley, and before your fans crucify me, I'm not comparing the topics or the issues, but he's making himself the face of anti-vaccines like Colin Kaepernick became.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
In the face of kneeling. Colin Kaepernick wasn't the only player kneeling.
A lot of people do believe and do agree with Cole Beasley. I think they're wrong, but they do. All right.
A lot, a big percentage.
Continue your thoughts on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage, and I didn't forget, Rick Saratella's getting worked up. That a lot of people agree with Cole Beasley, and I said I think they're wrong, but they're free to their opinion, and I didn't want to cut you off. We were up against it, Rick, so continue. Continue the rage. Bring it.
It's a fascinating topic, and I've had people outraged all week long on my show when I talk about it, and I continue to talk about it because that's what the people want to hear. They say, Rick, I'm fascinated. I work in the medical industry. How are players being forced to make a decision on what to inject in their bodies? And I think
they're not being forced. If you don't want to do it, so you still get tested. That's the whole thing. They're not getting forced to do anything besides to be isolated. That's the only thing they're being forced to do.
Well, I would even call it segregated, right? Because you're abiding now, and the memo that went out to all 32 NFL teams last week was basically saying, hey, if you don't get the vaccine, you're in the same protocol as last year. Oh, yeah. By the way, if we see you out, if we see you at a dinner, if we see you at a function, if we see you at a strip club, you're getting fined.
That's so. Yeah, I sort of understand that problem. Like you're controlling people's lives. I get it.
Right.
But
so, you got the vaccine. You could live your life. I get the vaccine. I'm living in a bubble. Now I'm going to cost the team more because I got to have my own hotel room. I've got to be isolated on the road.
hey, Richard said another thing. No one's ever bringing you to man. You know, no one ever brought that up. I love that you threw. It's going to cost me more. You could just imagine an owner. So you're telling me I got to pay for a separate hotel floor for these or a next hotel, and they got to eat in a separate meal. I got to pay extra. I got to pay for a different plane ticket because they can't be on the plane. You're right. How much extra money is it costing them? Not a ton, but it adds up, I'm sure. Tens of millions over the year.
And they're watching their bottom line on these things. It's funny where the NFL teams cut their dollars. And this is the way where, hey, added expenses, you start doing the math over a 22-week season. I mean, it adds up.
That's some kid's job, actually. It's not like the owner's counting everything, but that there's some guy's job that's budgeting this stuff. And you're right. He's the one that's like, so you're telling me we just spent $800,000 to like for Cole Beasley, right? Because old Cole didn't want to get vaxxed. So like that's my old deal, Rick. And like I said, and I totally get it. You know, I don't even like I don't take aspirin. I don't take Tylenol. Like if I get hungover, I'll bite the bullet, bro. You know what I mean? I'll put only natural products in my body, including trees, Rick Saratella. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm a pretty, it's crazy. I'm not like Mr. Organic. I'm not a vegetarian. I eat a lot of junk food. But at the same point in time, I don't like pills. I don't like pills. I don't like drugs. I don't like that stuff. So, but I did get the first shot. I haven't had the second shot yet, but I'm going to do it simply because, as you see, Rick, point blank, if you're not vaxxed, let's talk about the media. The NFL didn't play around with that. You're not allowed in the press box. You're not allowed on the field. You're not allowed in the room, point blank. They're basically, they're shutting the media out that aren't getting vaxxed. Like, if you're an older guy, Rick, that didn't get vaxxed and you're an NFL media beat writer, you're going to lose your job. Because
and I'll say this, though, there's already a black market for that, because I know walking media that carry around the fake vaccination card. So
that's going on, eh? And who the hell knows if it's real? Like you said, security guard at the Cowboy practice is going, right. Oh, no, this is authentic from the CDC. Yeah, come on, bro. Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, what are we really checking? And, you know, I think that this is going to be a lightning rod topic. And I see the media, you love the clickbait media. Their job is to shock people. And so this morning I woke up, I saw the headline, oh, Mike Tomlin puts the Steelers at advantage as the team has bought into vaccines. He's this God speaking, you know, vaccine talker. He's gotten his team to buy in. The Steelers now, and in the article they actually said, like, the other 31 teams are helping pave the way for the Steelers' run to the Super Bowl. Like, okay, buddy. Well, here's what I will say, though. Going back on what something you mentioned is, last time I checked, 31 of the 32 NFL teams outside of the Green Bay Packers are privately owned corporations. And the reality is privately owned corporations can make their own rules. Yes, and sir. Either you can abide by them or go find employment elsewhere. And that's the bottom line here. So it'll be fascinating to see how many players run out, get this vaccine before training camp, because the herd immunity number is 80 to 85% if you want to conduct team meetings in person. And that's why they're saying, oh, the Steelers have an advantage now because they can meet as a team. Until teams get that 80 to 85% vaccination rate, they still got to do all their team meetings on Zoom. They've still got to have these kind of COVID protocols going on. And so that's why the NFL continues to push this envelope.
And as we're in conversation with Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, Mike Tomlin says his players are on board for the most part as a team with getting vaccinated, and he believes it'll give the Steelers an edge moving forward this year as far as players being available to play, avoiding sudden disruptions to the roster and canceled games. He said it's good for you, it's good for the team. Get it. I don't know. It seems like some coaches, too. And we don't know. We're never going to know the percentages, right? But it seems to me that Tampa wasn't playing around with this, bro. Because they asked Bruce Arians, are you bringing in a vaccination specialist to talk to the players? He said, no, I'm the effing specialist, right? And you know he's on board with it. This guy's nearly died before. And he said, it's pretty clear. If you want to win the Super Bowl, we don't need any distractions. They sold it like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, you buy in for the team, man. You buy in for the team. Right. That's why. Yet, as you stated, Rick, and I see all sides of this, because case in point right now, bro, in the NHL playoffs, the coach of the Montreal Canadiens is out for the series because he has COVID. He's been double vaxxed and he's still suspended. There's been a lot of debate whether Chris Paul was vaccinated or not. And it turns out he has been. It turns out Chris Paul was vaccinated and he's still out as well. And I got mad about this because I stated, what the hell am I getting vaxxed for, Rick, if I'm still going to be treated like a pariah after? Like, everybody's upset on all sides of this, and I get it, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think there's still a lot of experimenting going with the vaccine, and there's a new variant, and oh, by the way, you'll need another additional booster shots every 6 months. And
oh, so, I'm not doing that, I'll tell you that. Like you said, yeah, I'm not doing this the rest of my life, bro. Hey, I'll be with Cole Beasley's next year. I'll be with Cole.
There you go. But, you know, here's the fascinating thing, though, is that still at the end of the day, despite what Bruce Arians says, only the New Orleans Saints and the Miami Dolphins are the only other two NFL teams that have achieved that herd immunity. So the NFL's got a long ways to go with this topic.
Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible with us. So let's step onto the field right now as the OTAs continued. And let's talk. We mentioned it earlier, guys. 44 days away for the first preseason game. So we're getting here. And, you know, speaking of the Buffalo Bills and Cole Beasley and wide receivers, Isaiah Hodgkins is a kid that is looking good. And listen, Cole, you had some nice numbers, yes. And Josh Allen likes you and is probably on your side, but he's not going to come out and publicly say this because he's a big star quarterback. I totally understand that. But at the same point in time, never forget what Bill Belichick said when they were talking about, like, Wes Welker being gone and, like, you know, and then Edelman and, you know, all these players over the years. And they said, well, you're going to miss this guy. He goes, well, we've had a lot of success at that position. In other words, it's the position, right? Beasley, you're the underneath guy. We can find another underneath guy. But Hodgkins is a kid that they're liking there right now. I found it interesting, Rick, that Kelsey said he thinks the Cleveland Browns are neck and neck with the Chiefs. But he didn't bring up the Buffalo Bills. I thought that was interesting.
Well, you know, and the Bills are rumored to be in the mix for Zach Ertz if and when that happens. But
Yeah, I've been hearing that too.
So, you know, I will say this about Isaiah Hodgins. As you're talking, ironically, I did a West Coast swing on the scouting trails 2 years ago and was at an Oregon State game. And down on the field, you know, I saw a Buffalo Bills scout checking off his roster sheet and, you know, really studying, honing in on this one receiver. And I looked and I said, huh, he's a junior. He's an underclassman. They must really like this kid. And that's how I discovered Isaiah Hodgins. But big body, physical, excellent route runner, really sticky hands. And I think, you know, with some development, he's in a good situation where he's not going to be dependent upon to be a stud because Stephon Diggs is there. Gabriel Davis showed a lot of promise. You've got the veteran know-how of Emmanuel Sanders. And Duke Williams, talk about a lightning rod coming out of Auburn. That guy has a lot of upside. And there's one other guy here, Isaiah McKenzie, I see. Remember that name because I think he came out of Kent State. There was some stuff off the field with him where he might have been a draftable talent, kind of like a Duke Williams. So you see the Bills, just like a Cole Beasley, willing to kind of roll the dice a little bit with some of these fire starters.
Yeah, I saw Isaiah McKenzie was sort of defending Beasley on Twitter a little bit. And I was thinking, yo, Isaiah, you're not set in stone here, bro. I'd watch out here. Like, I wouldn't want to be going down this, you know what I mean? Be very careful, Isaiah. You mentioned Duke Williams, big Duke Williams fan. This guy lit it up, man, in Edmonton, in the Canadian Football League. He's a playmaker. He's just you put him on the field, he'll make plays, Rick.
And that's the bottom line, is that talent wins out at the end of the day in the NFL. No matter what your off-the-field record states, I can give you a million examples in the league. If you can help a team win football games like Duke Williams can, and he's got a highlight reel collection of his time up there in Edmonton, but he came out with a 4.740, I think, at his pro day, had some off-the-field baggage. The NFL said, hey, go prove it. He took his game up north. He proved it. Now he's playing in the league where they play for pay.
That's the thing, man. And people think of all the Canadian Football League. The CFL's got some really, really good players. Guys said, their 40 was a little slow. They had a problem here with a coach, right? It's just that little split millisecond here. But I got to tell you, you're going to see some of the best catches you're going to see in your life in the CFL. These guys can ball. Great hands. Sometimes, they're not good with a man in press coverage. They're better off because CFL, everyone's emotion. More with Rick Saratella on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're getting biblical with Rick Saratella. The countdown is on. We're 44 days away from the start of preseason football. It's go time. International Football League, and of course, no better place to be than the NFL Draft Bibles. Not just draft coverage, it's daily NFL coverage. So let's talk about a player that was just recently drafted. The kid out of Purdue that goes to Arizona, in which probably is the best division in football, isn't it? I'm talking about Rondale Moore going to the Arizona Cardinals. And, guys, if you think about it, come on, man. You got the L.A. Rams, who are loaded. They bring in Matt Stafford. The San Francisco 49ers are, you know, they're stacked as well. We don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be. You've got, oh, yeah, Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks and Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals in year three of this program right now. I think this is the best division in football. Would you agree with that?
I do agree. I think any team could definitely win, and I actually like the Arizona Cardinals' chances a lot.
I'm high on the Cardinals as well, so talk to me about Moore and how is he looking in the OTAs?
You know, and I know we talked about it after the draft, Rookie of the Year odds, and I said, hey, I think Najee Harris with Pittsburgh is due for about 30 touches a game, so he would be still probably my favorite to win that, and I may be in the minority. I don't think it's going to be one of the quarterbacks. I do think Travis Etienne might be in that mix, but here's my dark horse candidate right here. Rondale Moore, who, you know, he was out of sight, out of mind. He was off again. He was on again. He opted out. He opted in. He was hurt. This is one of the more physical freaks in the entire league. Not just rookies, the entire league I'm talking about. And he reminds me a lot of Steve Smith from the Panthers. Similar style of play. I think he's ready to step in and make an immediate impact as he did as a true freshman at Purdue and at a very high level. In fact, I can argue a case that if Rondale Moore was on the Alabama Crimson Tide, he may have been the number one wide receiver off the board. Okay, he is that good. And I know a lot of people are saying now with Julio Jones over there in Tennessee, the Titans have the top 1-2 combination of A.J. Brown, Julio Jones. When I look at a wide receiver core from top to bottom, from 1 through 5, Gabe, DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, Christian Kirk, Andy Isabella, Rondale Moore, and oh, by the way, Larry Fitzgerald, is he coming back? I haven't heard. To me, this is the most electrifying wide receiver group. I think, you know, the Arizona Cardinals are going to be sprinting while a lot of other teams are jogging.
And it is year three of the program right now for the quarterback, the coach. It's time for Arizona to take that step. Now, as far as the updated Rookie of the Year odds are concerned, Trevor Lawrence, plus 270. Justin Fields, plus 500. Zach Wilson, plus 700. Trey Lance, plus 750. And, I wanted to get Najee Harris is 13-1 right now. And I like where you're going with that, with Najee Harris. Rondale Moore checks in at 60-1 right now. You know, no one really knows what's going on. What do you know? What are you hearing as far as San Francisco is concerned? And basically, Shanahan sort of insinuated, didn't he, that, no, Trey Lance could be the starter in week one. Like, for people that think that that's crazy, he actually could be. Or is it going to be Garoppolo? How's this going to play out here? Is Garoppolo going to be the quarterback there? Like, I always get the feeling San Francisco are always like a bombshell news day away from shocking us all with something.
Well, let's remember, I think this is year four of Kyle Shanahan, if I'm not mistaken, and they've only made the playoffs once. Now, it was a pretty good run, right? They went all the way to the Super Bowl. But this is not a team that historically under John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have consistently made the playoffs. So I don't think, you know, they're married to Jimmy Garoppolo. I think they're going to let the best man play and win out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I would imagine Garoppolo, though, it's got to be his job to lose. He knows the offense. He's a veteran guy who brings experience, and he did steer the ship into the Super Bowl. Now, he might be the perfect hold the fort guy until Trey Lance is ready. Is it this year? Is it next year? What Kyle Shanahan is a great communicator, though. The Green Bay Packers should have took a note out of his page, because Jimmy G actually came out and said, hey, you know what? I thought about the trade request, but I really liked the way the organization handled the situation and communicated and picked up the phone and let me know ahead of time. And he said, I thought about it and I want to be here. And I thought that was a big deal. I do believe it'll be Jimmy Garoppolo's job to lose. And that's why I don't see like Trevor Lawrence resurrecting the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm pretty confident that Andy Dalton will open up for the Bears as their starter.
Yeah.
I don't think Zach Wilson is going to be on a winning program with the Jets. And that's why I just have a hard time envisioning any of these rookie quarterbacks winning the Rookie of the Year.
I like Rick Saratella with us. I like the Najee Harris look. And I remember it was 18-1 when we first started talking about this, about a moment right after the draft. It's 13-1 right now. And I think it's time to get in on this before it goes under double digits. Because people are going to come to the conclusion you've got a bunch of dudes that are favored to win Rookie of the Year that might not even be playing or going to get murdered. Zach Wilson's not winning Rookie of the Year, guys. All right, Justin Fields has a chance to, because the Bears are good. And, you know, maybe, you know, he can get on the field. But I look at Najee Harris. I'm really buying into this, Rick. The question is Mike Tomlin going to put his money where his mouth is and say, they always talk, well, we've lost our identity. And Ben Roethlisberger can still play, but you can't have this guy throwing the ball 54 times. And everybody knows it. They knew it, but they kept on doing it. But I guess that was also a product of the fact that Connor couldn't stay on the field and is just an average back. They were hoping for more from Snell. Right, that he never really, you know, took over. Now they have that bell cow back. Are they really going to give the ball to this kid 20 times a game?
I think so. I do, because the Dwayne Haskins signing was no coincidence. Big Ben Roethlisberger's days in Pittsburgh are up. His days are outnumbered. They did him a favor bringing him back, and the team knows that. The locker room knows it. The reality is, Pittsburgh doesn't have a better option, or they didn't really have a better opportunity to upgrade that position. So they said, hey, we're stuck with this situation for
and
one
they
more
show
year
a little loyalty as well.
I tend to disagree, because I think, you know, if you kind of have a feel inside that locker room, Big Ben's the last one to show, he's the first one to leave, the players don't like him, and I think Pittsburgh really does want to lean away from being on the back of Big Ben and you know, ride Najee Harris into the ground.
Yeah, but I'm just stating there's a sense of, just from the perception, like, I think this is it for Ben, right, with the Steelers. This is the swan song, unless, like, they win the Super Bowl or something. I mean, they were 11-0, but he can't be the centerpiece of the program. And as you stated, it's not like everyone's going to miss him on the way out, but let's be real. He has done a hell of a lot for that organization over the years.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, I think Big Ben's a Hall of Famer. I do. So I think he's had a historic career. It's just not going too well at the end. And I think you saw a reflection of that at the end of the season, because leadership starts at the top. And I know Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, but, you know, tenures do start to wear thin. And inside that Pittsburgh locker room, I think you kind of saw that armor start to crack with Antonio Brown and some of his shenanigans inside the locker room and the stuff that was leaking out of there. Well, when you're a player's coach year after year for over a decade, you know, that message tends to wear thin. And hey, apparently he's, you know, from his ears, you know, from his mouth to God's ears with the vaccine, I'll give him credit. Never had a losing season. All I'm talking about is what might happen this year. I don't see the Pittsburgh Steelers making the playoffs.
And as well, there's sort of a changing of the guard going on. I mean, Cleveland have sucked forever, just historically. They don't anymore, right? Cleveland are actually good. You can argue they're better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, I don't think Smith-Schuster
they are.
That.
They are better.
Well, they are, exactly. They have better players, too. Remember when, oh, they're just a bunch, they have a couple of good guys. Yeah, they're better than your roster, Smith-Schuster. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And you got the Bengals, who could be a year or two away.
They're not an easy out.
No, you know what I mean? And then, you know, the Ravens are still good. So there definitely is a transitional period coming. So I want to get into, speaking of another quarterback, Carson Wentz. I don't know. It doesn't seem like they're raving about him. I mean, as you stated with Zach Wilson, I don't know. You kind of, if you don't look good as a quarterback in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, then you got a big problem, right? But basically, the Colt wide receivers were saying, oh, he throws a real nice deep ball. That's all I took away. They were like, oh, he's the greatest ever. They said, oh, he throws a very nice deep ball. He looks good. What are you hearing about Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Colts brass is saying and doing all the right things. And we've talked about, hey, if there was one situation that could resurrect his career with Frank Wright and company, this would be the ideal fit for Carson Wentz. I just see a lot of similar problems as to the issue in Philadelphia, where one, he has very few weapons here. T.Y. Hilton is your number one receiver. He's been banged up the last two or three seasons. He's probably on the back nine as well. And Michael Pittman is a guy who was a rookie 2 years ago, has shown flashes, but by no means is a number two wide receiver on any team, ideally. And Paris Campbell is, you know, an unproven talent who's never really fulfilled expectations, a speedster out of Ohio State. So, and listen, I mean, Mo Alie-Cox and Jack Doyle are your tight ends. Like, who are the weapons on this team? Jonathan Taylor, I do like. I think he's going to be the bell cow there. But Nyheim Hines is a nice, you know, receiver out of the backfield. This is not really an offense built to light up the scoreboard. And it's a makeshift offensive line as well. They bring in Eric Fisher, who's had his injuries. Ryan Kelly is a dinosaur at the center spot. Mark Glowinski is starting. Brandon Smith is starting. I mean, this is not a very good offensive line in terms of what I'm looking at. So I see a lot of similar issues in Philadelphia. Now, you get in a sense that, hey, this team is built to win. They have a better shot than they did with Rivers. We'll see. I thought Nick Foles was the quarterback who led the Philadelphia Eagles to the Super Bowl last time my eyes checked.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know if Carson Wentz, you know, that's, I'm hard pressed to believe that Carson Wentz would have won that football game against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, right? In hindsight. But listen, their O-line was good last year, but as you stated, it's been revamped, this O-line in Indianapolis right now. And one thing I will agree with you too, he's not really an upgrade on Rivers, actually. He's not better than Phillip Rivers. I mean, like, and listen, I thought they were crazy to bring Phillip Rivers in, and I'm saying this now, but look at the Buffalo Bill game. Did Phillip Rivers cost the Colts that game? No. No, yeah, he threw a late pick, but that wasn't on him, right? Frank Reich made some very weird coaching decisions throughout the football game. You know, the Bills defense made a couple of plays here and there.
Well, let's put it like this, Gabe. If I said 2 minutes to go, game on the line, who do you want behind center, Phillip Rivers or Carson Wentz? Is anybody out there taking Carson Wentz?
No, and I'm not overly enthusiastic about taking Phillip Rivers either, but it is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is. So listen, we got less than a minute right now, but I, you know, even last year, people always say, oh, Jacksonville don't have anybody. I think I like their wide receivers. I like Chenault. I like DJ Chark. So you bring in Etienne right now as well. We're hearing some good things. At least they do have some young skilled position players there. What's your take on that? How are they looking in the OTAs in 30 seconds here?
If you're a fantasy football player, snatch up LaVisca Chenault. A lot of targets. He's going to eat them all up. This guy was playing through a hernia his last year in Colorado, and now he's healthy. This is a grown man. Watch out.
Yeah, and the Jacksonville Jaguars will be playing from behind often as well. I like him. I like, and he's lighting it up.
I'll give you a quick projection. 65 catches, 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns.
There he is, Rick Saratel, NFL Draft 5. We'll check him out. Thanks, Rick.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Man, just a fast one once again this evening. Thanks to all of our guests, Scoop Jackson, George Kurtz, Rick Saratella. Great stuff. We talked NBA, NHL, and, of course, NFL football 44 days away from the start of the preseason, which means camps are just around the corner right now. We're sort of, it's the calm before the storm, actually. Things will sort of be a little bit quiet, although this is the time of the year you'll start to see players get arrested, shot, like we saw earlier in the day today. All right, so big hockey game. That's right, William Sands. We are fired up. We are fired up. Montreal have to win the game tomorrow night. We saw what happened tonight. Teams that win game five in the NHL playoffs, series is tied at two. They go on to win 78.8% of the time. Tune in to Game Time Decisions at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. We'll get into the Clippers and the Suns, although as it is right now, I'm looking to go back to the Suns again at this short number at 5. But we do have soccer, so we're going to be on at 6 o'clock Eastern, Sirius XM Channel 204. And, of course, we'll be breaking it down tomorrow night after the game. We're going to get into all the games tomorrow, but we got soccer in the morning. I'm going to take England. They were in a tough spot against Scotland. Scotland, that's like the match of the century to them at Wembley. England respond. England beat the Czech Republic tomorrow. I'm going to go England under 2.5. And we've got Croatia and Scotland as well. And I know everyone's going to say, oh, Croatia's going to win and stuff. This match is in Glasgow. I'm not taking Croatia. I'm going to take the under. I'm going under. So what do you got tomorrow, Matthias, in the two matches?
I like England as well, Gabe, and you're right. I'm looking at the draw for Scotland and Croatia. Croatia's not really playing its best soccer right now, so I'm not expecting them to do great things.
I know. I think Scotland could be a home play here, actually, at this price. Coming off that emotional draw at Wembley, now they go back home. It's going to be quite the scene. But they got COVID issues too, right? I think the under is the way to go. I'm going to go under 2.5 in both matches. And give me England to win. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.